AI. So your phone's about to get smarter, and it's not going to ask the cloud for permission first. There is a wave of AI right now that isn't happening on some server farm in Iowa. It's happening literally in your pocket. And apparently investors think that's worth billions. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one. There's a company called Quadric, and what they do sounds almost boring until you realize what it actually means. They build chips, specialized processors designed to run AI directly on your phone or your laptop. No cloud, round trip. AI, no, please wait while we process your request. Just your device thinking for itself. Here's where it gets interesting. Quadric just pulled in a $30 million Series C, backed by firms like Encore Capital and Pear VC, bringing their total raise to around $72 million. That's real money for a company most people have never heard of, AI. And the pitch is simple. Right now, every time your phone uses AI, face unlock, predictive text, that little camera effect that blurs your background, a lot of that is either happening on generic hardware that's not built for the job, or it's quietly phoning home to a data center somewhere. Quadric wants to build the actual brain for your device, purpose-built efficient, and crucially private, because your data never has to leave your hands. And honestly, I think this is one of those stories that doesn't look big yet, but it's the kind of infrastructure bet that ages really well. AI, we spent the last 3 years obsessed with who has the biggest model in the cloud. Quadric's whole bet is the opposite question. How small, how fast, how local can you make this thing? Nobody's gonna write a splashy headline about a processor IP company, but if they're right, in 5 years the AI running your phone won't touch a server at all. That's the takeaway. The real fight isn't just who builds the smartest AI anymore. It's who builds the smartest AI that fits in your pocket. AI, but here's the thing. While everyone's watching chip companies duke it out, something quieter is happening on the software side. There's another player in this space, a startup called CocoPi, and they're not building hardware at all. They came out of MIT, and their whole approach is what they call compression compilation co-design, which, okay, is a mouthful, so let me translate. Basically, today's AI models are huge, way too big to just shove onto a phone and expect it to run smoothly. AI. So CocoPi built software that shrinks these models down, compresses them, while also rewriting how they're compiled to run on that specific device. At the same time, instead of doing it as two separate steps. The result, they claim, is that you keep most of the model's smarts while it actually fits and runs fast on something as small as your laptop. And if you're thinking, wait, isn't that basically solving the same problem as the chip company, just from the other direction? Yeah, it is, and that's actually the interesting part. AI, you've got hardware companies like Quadric building better brains, and software companies like CocoPi making the thoughts smaller and more efficient, so they fit in that brain. Same goal, completely different toolkit. That's usually a sign an industry is about to get real fast, when you've got people attacking a problem from every angle at once. And zoom out for a second, because here's the number that actually stopped me. AI is now pulling in almost half of all global venture capital. Over $200 billion went into AI startups. AI, and a meaningful slice of that is quietly flowing into this on-device edge AI category, not the flashy chatbot startups you keep hearing about. While everyone's watching the OpenAI drama of the week, there's this whole other economy building the plumbing to get AI off the cloud and onto your actual devices. Quick hits before we go. Google's own venture arm, Gradient Ventures, has been one of the more active investors, quietly funding this exact space: AI infrastructure, edge computing, the boring stuff that ends up in your next phone. AI, Andrew Ng's AI Fund, and a handful of other early-stage investors are doing the same thing at the seed level, betting on this before it's obvious. And here's the one that got me. When you actually dig through the research on this whole on-device AI boom, there's a pretty glaring gap. Billions of dollars, dozens of startups, huge investor enthusiasm, and almost no actual data on whether regular people even care. Nobody's really asked us. We're just assuming you want your AI local and private, which, fair, probably true. AI, but it's funny that an industry built entirely on trust us with your data less hasn't bothered to survey anyone about it. So here's the big picture. For the last few years, the AI story was all about scale, bigger models, bigger data centers, bigger everything, all living somewhere far away from you. And now quietly, underneath all that noise, there's a second AI industry building itself, one that's about making things smaller, faster, and closer. Chips that think locally, software that compresses intelligence down to fit in your pocket. AI. Billions of dollars betting that the future of AI isn't a giant brain in the cloud, it's a smaller one sitting right next to you that never has to ask permission to think. Whether you actually ask for that, well, that's a different question entirely. That's your blend for today. I'll see you tomorrow.